We're starting a new topic. The topic is Moser. It's a major topic. It's Simin Shin Pei Ches. Where actually it starts Siv Beis in Simin Shin Pei Ches. The beginning is not Negea, we're going to skip it. It's a nice size Simin, and there's a lot of halachas. And unfortunately, there are too many applications. And we're going to have to develop it slowly. I'm sure everyone knows of a story that they were involved with the Shaila of Moser or Nimser or whatever, and I asked Eilam just to take it easy. Let's take it one sif at a time and play itself out. A Hagdama for Moser. Moser has actually four different inyanim. First of all, someone is Moser, somebody else. He's over a lav in the Torah of Leiselech Rachim, Ba'amecha, it's a chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Vav. The second is going to be Chiyuvei Mamin, Chiyuvei Tashlumin, which is going to be, we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, many sifim on that, a lot of examples. The third, he's actually Chayiv Misa. He has a din, we'll see why, but he has a din of like a Raidif, which everyone is Hashkim Lahargai, you can kill him before he does it, possibly after he does it. Machlekes Rishonim exactly why, which we'll get to. Mitzvah, it's actually the Machaba Pasuk, it's a mitzvah lahargoy. And the final thing is that what we don't find anywhere else, basically, is that someone who is Maisa Mamu Chavera is Ein Loi Chelek Loilam Haba. It's a very chomedic inyan, and because of that, I'll be honest, I'm a lot of bit nervous on learning these halachas, because we're playing with olamos here, we're playing with mamish chiyuvei misa, but not only that, we're playing with chiyuvim of ein lo chelek le'olam haba, something that we don't find anywhere else, basically, in Choshen Mishpat. Someone once asked Rav Moshe Shailam Mesira. Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas on it, but someone once asked Rav Moshe Shaila Mesirin, who was a good Shaila, and Rav Moshe, after thinking for a short while, replied, Safik Olam Haba L'chumra. What we're dealing with here is not something simple. We're not dealing with something, it's a nice thing, it's not a nice thing to do, it's looked down upon. We're dealing with something here that because of one isolated maisa the person does, for eternity, he will be banished from Olam Haba. Finished. He can do it when he was 25. He can do Torah and Mitzvahs the rest of his life. He can live to ripe old age of 120. At 120, he's going to go to the grave, and that's where he's going to stay. He's not going to Olam Haba. It's a sorry? Tshuva. If you do tshuva like any other, you could do tshuva. We're talking about Retach. We're talking about where the person didn't do tshuva. It's a very, very chomedic inyan, and therefore, and clearly that whenever someone has a shayla about calling the police or being moisen any which way, townships, which we'll see, we'll play it out, the very first thing the person should do is not take the law into his own hands. At the very least, he should go to somebody and ask a shayla, someone who's knowledgeable, not only in Hilchos Aruch Chaim, and he's a good rav to Paskan Amaris, but you should go to someone who's knowledgeable in Simin Shin Pei Ches and Hilchos Moser. It's good to know also Simin Aleph and Simin Dalet as well. It would be helpful about Don Dinuch, Ovid and Nishtinu Lenafshe, and other examples. To dan the shayla, it's a very, very chomedic inyan. And if you have a shayla in Moser, once again, Rav Moshe says, Safek Olam Haba L'chumra. And sometimes the stakes could be high. Sometimes it means losing a lot or giving up a lot or being vulnerable perhaps to certain hefsedim. And af al pi kein, there's still these halachas and still the prisons. They know the chayla kol olam haba. So yes, he might gain, he might win the battle, but he'll lose the war. He's not going to, it's not kedai. In Yat Hashem, we'll play this out, and we have a lot of halachas and a lot of hagdaris to this rule and a lot of exceptions and to understand it, and anywhere from, like I said, the police and the government speeding a guy past the bus and you shouldn't avoid parked in your driveway, or zoning issues and fraud, uchadayma. Alright, let's start and let's take it one step at a time, literally. Alright, Zokta Mechaba Sif Beis, this is Simin Shin Pei Ches. Hamaisa Mammon. Shin Peches Sif Beis. Hamaisa Mammon Bidei Anis. If someone is Maisa Mammon, be the honest, somebody who is an honest own, who's known, who has the ability to seize assets, to hurt other people. Bein anes akum, bein anes Yisrael. It's irrelevant whether he's dishonest, is Jewish or not. Chayiv l'shalim. The Mechab is now talking about focusing on the chayiv tashlumin. He's chayiv l'shalim. He owes all the hefsedim that come out of that misira. He's going to be chayiv l'shalim. He has to reimburse this nimsa, this nizik. He's going to have to pay him. Me'ayofesh b'nechosav. He has a chayiv idiyas. Me'ayofesh b'nechosav. Kol ma'ashulok ha'kanes. Everything that the anes took. He might have started on something and it was nigrar and it kept on going. Once you get, the Gemara says, ketoy michma, once you get caught in their net, it's like never ending. They'll get you for this charge and that charge and that charge, and the charges keep on growing. And nevertheless, chayiv kol ma'ashulok ha'anes. This forceful person, someone who takes money, could be a government official, could be a sarah, could be anything. Someone who, by you tipping this person off, he will seize this nimsar's assets, that's the yanis. A person who takes money by force. He does things by
anis.
Is a yid who is sometimes also an awesome, yeah. Well, he could be an official who, or he could be somebody who you know takes the law into his own hands and will do something, and by you releasing some information to him or whatever it is, aiding or abetting him, you'll help him in achieving his goal of seizing assets of somebody else. And for that, you're going to be chayav al Maisa. Now, Batim, the lumdis of Maisa is Gabait on Garmi, which is Shimpeva, which we skipped. Davdavka crook. It could be, like I said, the easiest is telling the police. The police are not crooks, right? They're men of honor, right? So. But if you tell the police about somebody, and because of that, that person gets imprisoned, for example, he's a maisa. Sorry?
The person is a thief, then he should be imprisoned.
That's what you hold. I'm not that. We'll get to him yet. There's a true information. There are many, many stories about this. It's not pashut at all. Even if somebody who's a criminal or who is doing something illegal, that doesn't give you the heta to be moisim lamachas. And like I said, it's regalachas. It's a very, very chomedik asimin, which has 15 sifim. I'm going to have to take it slowly. All right. But at it, fundamentally, the chiv of moisa, the chiv moment of moisa is altsgarmi, which is Shin Pei Vav. Some Rishonim want to say that even if Garmi is not Chayiv Midaraisa, maybe if you hold Garmi wouldn't be Chayiv at all, still Moise is worse, and Moise would be Chayiv, but it's Geboit on the Lomdus of Garmi. So now, you Ruvain pointed, he was a Moise, he was Malshin about Shimon, so he's going to be Chayiv for all of the Nechasim that Shimon lost by virtue of his Mesira. Even though the Moise didn't dirty his hands in any which way, he didn't get involved, he didn't pick up Shimon's assets, he didn't hand them over. All he did was El Hirgo Bavad, he just notified the police, he notified the Tsar about Shimon. Already he's considered a Moise and he's Chayiv. And if he dies, goivim meyoshev keshar kol hamazikim. And if he dies, he's chayiv and his yoshev mechayiv to pay for their father's hezek, their father's mesira, keshar kol hamazikim, just like all the other mazikim. What does it mean? Ela hirgo bavad. So if you look in the shach, in Yud Gimel, the shach says hirgo bavad kloima. He didn't do anything b'maisa. All he did was hera. He showed. He didn't even talk. He just pointed. Guy came to him and he wants to know, where can I get Shimon's assets? And you point like there, that direction, you're a Moisa. Now you're going to be Chayiv. Oy dibel anis, or you spoke to the anis, v'garam shenimsa mameinu shazeb yana anis, you're going to be Chayiv. Good. Let's go back to the shak before Sivkot and Yeralef. Hamoisa momen, so the shak, lavdavka, means momen, has to be movable assets. For what din bekarka, even if you're moisa karka, which is an unmovable item, also shayak din moisa, katalel soif simen, shin ayin elef, that you see over there, case also that it was moisa, he was hera, karka chaveroi, and he's chayev. Batsim, even in this simen, you have to know the shak, but in this simen also, if you see from later, sifhe is mavu, a case of moisa on karka as well. So the shaks have cotton your base, my yofish bin chasa, what does that mean? Kloima. Mine idis, his chayiv mine idis kesham mazik. Vav de dine de gami. Even though it's in the gami, the rabbonin, it's only the rabbonin, it's supposed to say the rabbonin. Kain de raisa tikkun. They were menumasaki this chiv. They were masaki kain deraisa. You see in the shak that he learned to saka chivatz gami. But when they zatzdain this din, it made a kain deraisa. V'ochem rino leelsim mishum pehei sekotin beis gami matamei umadamei umanasek, which we learned before. That there too you chayev miidish ubnachosav. There's a chiv idius, even though it's a knas rabbanon. Miu, hanu davke kishen loy metaltulin. That's when you have to pay me dishab nechosev. Ava kishen meshalom loy metaltulin, then avada yachal asalko afilu besubin, techomi lemetev ninukal kamon, simitof yutez, vakein kosev harava magid uposhetu. Because a chiv idis only means by karka, but when you're paying with metaltulin or money, that's fine. You're paying metaltulin, you don't have to give your best metaltulin that you own, because the dinner, that's komi lemetev. The chiv idis is only when you're paying with karka, then you have to give him the best real estate property that you own. You have to pay him with metav. All right. Now, going back to the Machabes. So the Machabes says the case was, Hirgo Bavad, you only did it with a Dibu or you were Hera. The Shach points out, even if Mamish, you just pointed which direction to go, that already is considered a Moisa. The Meis Goivim Meyosh of Kashak Kolom Azikim. The Yeshoim Zok de Ramoy argues with the Machabes, the Davke Sha'amed Bidin, only if you were Amed Bidin. Avil Loy Amed Bidin, if the person died before you got him, before you brought him to court to be mechayev him, the mazik, the smaiser already, he died before you had that chance. Eina yoshin chayavin l'shalim. The yoshin will be potter. What's the machlokes? Dr. Shachin, Sefkotin Yedalit. The Machabah holds the Meis Goivim Yoshev Wai Hainu Mishum Desri Yilei De Moise Dinahu. The Chiv of Moise is Minadin. Garmi is Minadin. Smachlek is Apoiz Kim Shem Peivav. V'loik Nasa De Rabbona. V'chein Kosov Arav Amagid V'Evesiv Leo Reish Simen Shem Peivav. V'in Keno Bezoi Afilu Loi Omad Bedin is Goivim Yoshev. Because it's a chiv like any other chiv min adin. V'ayei shayman de sfirle de davka kishama bedin, the Ramah, sfirle de maisa de mechayvis mishum din de gami, which is the Rabbonan who. He'll hold that it'll be chayvalt karmi, and he'll hold that karmi is only with the rabbanon. So it comes out that the machlek is machaber amot, whether we hold maisa garmi, namely is minadin, then you are given miyosha like any other mazik, or it's only midrabanon, in which case it's a kenas rabbanon, in which case you would not be able to be given miyosha unless you were omed bedin. If the whole machlekes is in the realm of garmi, if it will be b'maisa shenasa v'nasim b'yad, you actually handed over the stuff to the anis, gamli ye, and you did your mazik b'yadaim, not just garmi, you're a mazik b'yadaim, you handed over the assets, gamli ye shemem, even with like the ramah, goivim ma'yoshem after loyim ebedin. Then you're able to be goivim ma'yoshem even loyim ebedin, because that is worse. That is already a chayiv. That's a chiv mazik b'yadayim. That's not just garmi, and avada that you can collect from Yoshim, just like any other chiv of mazik. So the Shach explains that the machlokes mechab ben Ramah is whether garmi we're going with minadin or it's going out knas, and knas you can't be goyvim miyoshim. So out moida you're not going to have an akamina. It's a good shiloh, but we'll see miyatshem leon sif ches. The Ramah brings down means the Ramah. Even the Ramah he holds it's a knas. Ramah over there says that even if you're moida you're going to be chayiv. And it's all tumul the shach with the ksais. Why? What happened if it's a knas to rabbanon? Why don't we say the principle of moida be knas chayiv apot on knas rabbanon, which we discussed by metamim medamei on manasek. Mitzrayim will revisit it again when we get to sif ches.
Yeah, but we have to say the same word over there, Lagabi. That we have a shus to make this kind of knas, right? Because normally we can't do knasses.
Normally we can't do knosses, what, in the Bavel, in the Booz, Manena, when we don't have smukim. Right, so you'll have, we're going to have to get to it, and they discuss the place can bring a raya that you see from, it's really, the truth of the matter is, it's not a kashin. Simen Aleph, the Mechaba Paskins, that Gamiya Wab Donin Bizmanazeh. Well, the Mechaba himself is not sure, because the Mechaba holds of here, it's Minadin, so it's Poshe. The Goyin over there in Simen Aleph says on the Mechaba that it's Mashmer from the Mechaba, or at least you can say like the Mechaba is a Lishitasa, like I say, it's Minadin. Vaisais, if you would have held it's only Knaz, you wouldn't be Goyin Bezman Hazeh. And he says that's not true, because it's Mavu and Kama places in the Gemara that they were done Dina de Garmi and Moisa, even if they were in Bavel and if they were not smukhan. So you have to say, even Lididan, even like the Ramah, let's say, holds it's only Knas to Rabbanan, this Knas to Rabbanan we allow to be done Bizman Hazeh. And we saw a couple of weeks ago by Metamia Medamea Manasek the same thing, that Knas we could be done Bizman Hazeh, it's only Knas to Rabbanan. And we said, from here he brings down the Yesh Oimrim, that Yesh Mechalkim, that if the Knas is not a davar kotzev, not more than what you did, but the knasiv exactly, it's like mazik dik a knas, is to pay for your loss, is to pay for your hafsid. That type of knas, they allowed you to be done bisman hazeh without smuchim. So if that's the case, so too, garmi is the same thing. Garmi is also, I'm only paying for your hafsid, dollar for dollar, so it's like a regular mazik, so that would allow us to be done even bisman hazeh. Okay. But that's the machlek, is whether it's a garmi is a minadin or it's only midrabanan. There happens to be a tumim in Kufya Tess. A tumim says that even if garmi would only be midrabanan, it's yitochin that you would still be able to go to the yorshim, even if it's not miyika din midraisa. But still, because the way the rabbanan made it, the rabbanan didn't make it like a knas. They made it like a regular takanas rabbanan, like a regular din, a chiv the rabbanan. And then, really, you have a chiv just like any other chivim, and you would be able to go to yorshim. But lemaisa, it ends up, it's a machlekes mechaber rama. The mechaber actually in Simin, I believe it's Samach Vav, early on, a couple of places actually, the mechaber also says this again, Nemzon for Pshitas, that you would be able to be Goyva, Mea Yorshim. And in I believe of the Samakvah, the Ramah is not Magi over there, Kilo, like he's masking. Maybe he waited over here to argue. Okay. But Dashtet, it's a Maklekis Machab Ramah. All right. Now let's try to understand this a drop. Let's go back to dissect this. Here we have a case that you're being Maisa Momin, and you're going to be Chayev Minadin, you're going to be Chayev for all the Chiyuvim that you have out of this. I mentioned at the beginning that Moisa has a number of halachas. Besides the lav and besides the chiv tashlumin, Moisa also has two more halachas. First, he's chayiv misa. He has a din like a roidiv. He's chayiv misa before he does the action. And we're going to see later on, even after he's Moisa, if he's muchzak limsor, we paskin, that he's also, you can kill him. The Hashem Rishayim hold that even if he was only Moisa one time, even lacha Moisa, you have a right to kill him. But good, we don't pass like that. We held only if he's muksa klimsa, he has to do it three times, and then you could kill him. And on the top of a killing, the Miri says, if it's manenu, it's not a good idea to exercise these powers because you can get into trouble by the government, so you have to know when and where and how to achieve these results. I mean, we do a dika maisim in history. There was a chuvis, I believe, Rebbe Nerush, I'm trying to remember. I think the Rebbe Nerush brings down that Rimigash, B'yom Kippur, Shecholius B'Shabbos, Koidim Nila, they went into the street and they made a bonfire and they killed a Moisa in the middle of, on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, because he's a Chiv, that's it. He's a Chiv HaTzol, and you'll let her do it. I mean, we have these halachas throughout the history. The last Moisa that I know that they actually killed a Moisa, which was, I guess, confirmed, which have different sources to say, it was Rabbi Chanan, it was Yedua that Rabbi Chanan one day went to the mikveh, yeah, from a Moisim as well, and in the mikveh he had the opportunity to be right next to a Moisa, and Rabbi Chanan was a gibor, and he kept a guy under the water till he killed him. That was the last Moisa that I know is confirmed, but I'm sure there are other Moisim like this, but alright. Anyway, so you have a Chiv Misa. Yeah, the guy has a din roidif, and you have a chiv to kill him, koidim ha-maisa, and if he's muksa klimsa, you have a chiv to kill him, or you have a heta to kill him, la'acha ha-maisa. Abazoy frekta p'nei Yeshu'im bo'avakam ha-kuf yidzayin ha-man aleph. How is it shaykh the din of Moisa? They have a chiv tashlumim, l'chaya vivayt. You're going to have a chiv misa, it's kim lebed rabbe b'nei. What's going on? How does ever gemolt this halacha? And this kasha, Allah Renam tans with this kasha, it's a minchas chinuch, in the mitzvah Reish Lam Avav, he has the kasha as well, and he bleibt shrer.
Not the maisa, though.
Sorry?
Not the maisa of the maisa that's
figuring the maisa. He's like any roidif, we have our locker. Here's a lamasha, roidif. In Shin Pei, we learned that if a roidif is roidif, acha kaver lohagoy, if he breaks kalim on the way, whether it's kalim shel nirdif, kalim shel kol adam, he's going to be potas kim le deramine. Because while he has this chiv mis on him, this is his head, this is a bounty to kill him, he has a din roidif, so then he's potas kim le deramine. So this person has a din like a roidif, so he should have the din of kim le deramine. So how is it ever gemolta chiv? I mean, the Gemara is mefush on his chayv moment a number of times. How's it shaykh? Allah achrenim yestis kasha. And the Erech Shai is Moisif in the Kasha bit and says, and don't tell me that if you hold that Garmi or Mois is only Knas, that makes it better. Because it's not true. We learned last week in Chimpehe, the end of Chimpehe, we learned that by Metami Medameh Manasek, by Manasek, with his Achiv Misa over there, the Mechabe says the only reason why you have Achiv Tashlumim of Knas, Hezek Shein Anika, is only because you Bishas Akbo, you already Chayiv in the Gzela, and you only Mechayiv Misa by Manasek a second later. But if it came by Vasakas, Avadi would have a kimlev drabane even on a knas to rabbanon. So even if you hold it like the Ramadan is a knas to rabbanon, still you should have this chiv misa with a kimlev drabane on this knas. So how is it ever shayek this din of chiv momen? A bomb kasha.
Shayek the first two times.
Why? On the way, while he's about to be Maisa.
Afterwards.
I'm talking about, but for the Maisa Messiah, like this, he's on the way trying to kill this person, to be Maisa this person. He's going to be Malshin on this person. Right now, if you know that he's on the way to go to the police, you kill him. Right? Kill him. So, even if not Moksa. Even if not Moksa. One second. There are two different dinim. Right. There's a din that while he's on the way, he has a din like a roid if you can kill him. That's one. Even the very first time. Even Eilech ve'emsa, the Gemara had a case by Rav Kahana. The guy told in front of Rav and Rav Kahana, he said, Eilech ve'emsa, I'm going to be Moisa, this person. Rav Kahana was Shamte Lukuya. Rav Kahana just killed him. He flipped his neck, he cracked his neck, and he killed him. Eilech ve'emsa, that alone, he's threatening. He's going to be Moisa, you kill him. He's a roid. Then there's another din. After he already did it, then he needed to be Muksa Glimsa to be able to kill him. Let some reshine him, sure. And let other reshine him, even if you right away, even after the first Maisa Messiah, you already have a right to kill him.
Well, I'm sure. The Maisa first, if it's before.
Before. So right now he's going.
Maisa now, before the Maisa, he doesn't owe any money yet because he didn't do
no, it. No, but when? So he's. But why is he Chayiv Mamon? He's Chayiv Mamon for that Maisa Messiah. So that Maisa Messiah.
He didn't do the Maisa yet. So
well,
Maisa,
you're not killing him for this first Maisa, like those that hold
it. No, I'm killing him on the way. Let me kill him right now. On the way. No, but on the way, a roidef who's roidef acha kaveri lahargoy, and he's on the way, and he's trying to kill somebody else. Right now he's a din of a roidef, you have a right to kill him. What happens is you're unsuccessful, you weren't capable of killing him, and he broke kalim, and he killed the near of two, he the alagot azachin. Still, because he's mechuyev misa, even if you never killed him, but so he's mechuyev misa now. No, but he's mechuyev, right now he's mechuyev misa. He's a roidef, he's on the way to be misa. Forget the after, forget that second din, the first din. He's on the way to be Moisa. He's on the way, he has a din of a roidef. So now that he's Moisa, how can you have a chiv tashlumen? That's chiv tashlumen.
It comes afterwards.
Okay, so very good. Wait a second. So, you know what? Let me flesh it out a bit. Do me a number of terutim, we'll take it slowly. So like I said, the Mirkah is going to chayas takasha and blibes tzorachin. But the Pnei Yeshua himself gave a teretz, and this is Kamat his Loshem, the Bekitzel, the Einu Chayiv Miso. The teretz is because he's not chayiv misa. Now he's talking about the first chayiv misa of a roidef. He said the reason why he doesn't pass kimle derabim and the ainu chayiv misa ela koydim sha'asa maisa before he does the mesira. V'mkein chayiv shampe betashlumin. Therefore, it's not a problem. He could be zichah v'chayiv betashlumin because the chayiv misa that he has for a roidef is only before he does the maisa mesira. What does he mean? So I saw the piskei chayshim. When he brings it down, he says, he means to say the following. What, he's only chayv misa to the point that you could stop him from being maisa. So, till he's being maisa, he's chayv misa. Once he's being maisa, you don't have that chiv of roidev, the kaidim, the first din of roidev, you don't have anymore. When is he chayv tashlumim? Not yet. He's only chayv tashlumim 2 days later when the sar actually takes the money or confiscates the money of the nimsar. So the chiv tashlumim came 2 days later, and the chiv misa, which is roidev de kedin, only came till the maisa mesir, till the dibur. Mameli says it's not boin keakot. Mameli, no, that's why you're chayv. That's how the Pesach HaKadosh understood the Pnei Yeshua. The Maisa is, even though you're not Chayiv Mamon until 2 days later when the government confiscates the assets, but the Maisa, why you Chayiv 2 days later? Chayiv for the Maisa, you just did now, for the Mesir, for the Diba now. You didn't do anything 2 days later. It's this very same Diba that causes you the Chayiv Mesir, causing you the Chayiv Tashlumim that we now know is 2 days later. 2 days later, we now know, we determined that your Diba was a Mazik of X amount of dollars. I want to tell you that could be the Pnei Yeshua means something more. Not that I understand it 100%, but his lashon is not mashma like physical action. It's mashma like this, that every second he's on the way to do the Maisa Mesir, he's on the way to speak, kill him. When the words leave his mouth, at that very moment, while the words are leaving his mouth, that moment, you can no longer kill him, because killing him is not going to stop the Maisa Mesira. At the time of the Diba, at that, the Hoiva of the Diba, you can no longer kill him, because whatever Hezik, the Diba caused, it caused. Now you don't have a right to kill him. But the Chiv Mamin is not for the going to be Maisa, the going to be Medabe, the going to be Mare. The Chiv Mamin is for the Diba itself. So Mamela, the Chiv right, if you only have till he speaks, in Hadiva, right at that moment. But the Chiv Mamin is only for the Diba, not for what leads up to the Diba. Mamela, the Chiv Mamin and the Chiv Misa is not Boyin Keachot. It's much like that also in the Achiezer. If you look in the Achiezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Ches, Ois Beis, I believe it is, he's mashal like that also, that the same type of teretz, but not because the moment's chal 2 days later. It's because it's only what leads up to what you could do to hatzala is the chiv raidif, and the chiv mamin is for the diba, not for what led up to the diba. Mamel, let's not boing kechad.
The chiv misa stops the second he starts talking, or until after he says the
diba misa. When he communicates, whatever he communicates. So good, but so. At the beginning of the Diba, maybe you still have, you know, the that's why I said I only seen 100%, but maybe the beginning of the Diba, you still have this Meister Diba, because if you can kill him then, you can stop some of the damage. But, you know, it comes a point that you can no longer, but the Diba itself is the next split second.
That means if it's Moshav is pointing, then you're going to say he's going to be Potter. According to what you're saying now.
No, even the pointing. What led up to the pointing is only, but the second he points, you can no longer, you can't stop it. So the pointing itself, all right. I tell you, not that I understand it 100%, you have to dissect it a little bit in time, but that's what it sounds like for them. All right, and if not, so you learn like the Pesach Koshin.
I'll say a different terrorist, because the whole Takon of Chazal, if you say it's a Takon.
Okay, very good, you're Mechavin to Hekshan. 1 second, let's go slowly. So that's what Pnei Yeshua says, that takes care of the first half. It means the first din that he's a Roidif Tilly's Moisa. So he's saying that it's not Boyin Kechon. But he says, what are you going to do if you hold, and we do hold, that after he's Moisa, he's Chayiv Misa. So, grad we paskin yoni chayv misa if you're muksa klimsa. So let's say this is the third time the guy is being moisa. Mechaba doesn't make a chilek that if it's the third time, you should know now you're potent tashlumen. Mechaba holds that every time you're moisa, if you're successful, light the 3, 4, 5 times, doesn't make a difference. Every single time, you're going to be chayv mamen again and again for every new mesira. In fact, Pnei Yeshua, for this, I don't have it there, exactly Pnei Yeshua. If you have a chayv misa, when you're a muksa klimsa and you're chayv for that, you have a chayv Lahargoy for his muksa limsa, because he has a din of a masa. So if that maisa that gives him his din, his chayiv misa, so then shapatim from tashlumim. And the erech shayis maisef that we pass in, like I said, you need 3 times. That some rishonim hold, and even after once you're ready, could kill him. So that's for sure. I mean, you want to make a doicha, I mean, because I'm going to try to do this as well. Maybe the chiv moment is only for the first 2 times. And after that, you invoke a kim lezeramine. But it's not going to help you, because there are some rishonim hold that even for the very first time, he already has a chiv misa after his maisa. So if that's the case, how did these rishonim learn the chiv moment? Is this kim lezeramine? For this maisa, he has a chiv misa.
On a person who's chiv misa, there's no chiv moment?
Kim lezeramine. Even if you don't kill him. He's Chayiv Misa because he was Moisa, right?
No.
That's why he's Chayiv Misa. He's Chayiv Misa because he was Moisa.
Let's say a person is Mechal Shabbos.
Right. And while he's Mechal Shabbos, he's Koresh Shiroyin. Right. But this was while. While he was doing the Maisa Mesir, that Maisa Mesir caused him.
But I'm saying this. What is Moisa? He's a Chayiv Misa.
Okay, so maybe that's what the... let's go slowly. 1 second. So for this, the Pnei Yeshua bleib shver. He doesn't understand if you have a chiv misa, after you're a muksa klimsa, how do you have a chiv mamen b'chai gavna? He's chayiv misa after 3 times. Like some rishonim, he's chayiv misa all the time. Right, so like those rishonim, mamish doesn't have a teretz, 100%. Right, so if you look at the mamshik, and he has a sefer ala mitzvahs, mitzvah reish lamed zayin, it's one off the Nechinuk, but over there, he brings in Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So first he tries to say, it's like Misa Lazeh, Maman Lazeh. He tries to say that the reason why you chayiv Misa after your Misa is not for the Misa Messiah that you did to this Nebuch, this Reuven, the first victim of yours. You chayiv because we know that you're going to do it again. So you chayiv for the future Shimon. So he wants to take Hilo like it's Misa Lazeh for the future Shimon, and Momon Lazeh for this Reuven. But it doesn't really work, because Taisa says that every din roid of one, Misa Lazeh, Momon Lazeh. So Taisa says, no, it's considered Misa to everyone, because everyone has a din to kill him. So he says, so Bazei, everyone has a din to kill him, everybody, so Mamela will blame me some mum and kechot. He says no. He says still, you can still say avuj teretz in a slightly different oifen. He says that the chiv mamon you have is for the maisa misir that you did. That's a chiv mamon. The chiv misa that you have is because we know that you're a mensch, which is muksak limsar, or even one time, but we know that you're a repeat offender, you're going to do it again, and you're going to cause havoc for the next person. Mamela, you have a din of misa, but that din of misa is not for your maisa that you did now. That's because you didn't do tshuva. He said the marshal. So what would be if you did a maisa misir on Ruvain, and then immediately you did tshuva? So now we no longer can kill you, because we see that you did a tshuva shleima, you're no longer going to repeat yourself, you're no longer going to be maisa anyone else, so we have no right to kill you anymore, but you're still going to be chayiv mama to the first guy. So Grada, this guy didn't do tshuva. So he wants to say the reason why he's chayiv misa is not, he's chayiv misa from the next second that he's a dying oimid b'matzava, he's on that station, that he's still muksak to kill, and he's loikibel alav tshuva for the not doing the tshuva. Means when we establish that, determine it the second later, like every second, we now determine, yeah, he still didn't do tshuva, he still didn't do tshuva. So at that point, that's when he has a chiv misa, but it's not for this point, so Mameli wants to say that you could break the two, and there's no kim levi d'rabimene. Even though at the time he was doing the first misira, he didn't do tshuva, and at that point, if you ask him, could you kill him, you could kill him, not only for the first guy, you better kill him for the second guy, and the third guy too, perhaps. But he wants to break it up and say, that's why there's no kim levi d'rabimene. You know, we're cutting a... All right. I think my hergish is, I have to articulate it, my hergish is that a roidif, while he's carrying out the maisa redifa that he's doing, that's when he has a chiv misa of redifas. This person that you know is muksa glimsa, it's true that because you know he's going to do it again tomorrow, you have a right already to kill him today, hashkim la'argo, it's true. But he's not oisik kilu in his redif. He's not oisik in his matziv. He's not being oisik in his chiv misa. The chiv misa that he has is later on when he's on the way. You just know that he's probably not going to do tshuva and we could already kill him today. But right now when he was moisa the first guy, at this chiv moment that he has, at this time he's not being oisik to kill the next guy. It's al derech dem ramshek, but it also needs a little help. The Erech Shai wants to say, something like you were saying, is that this din, that you're allowed to kill a Moise after he already committed his crime, that's only midrabanan. On the way, there's a roidif, that's Ravad Midrais and Ravad, you're going to have Kimle Midrabimidei, and you'll have to work out the B'nai Yeshua's Teres. But once you are Moise and you're Muksiklim, so like the other Shadim, even one time, the reason why we have a right to kill is not that your Mamish have a dinner roidif, because maybe you won't kill another person, maybe you won't be mice another person, but the reason why we allow to kill is medin de Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, better kill this person, kill this guy, you're safe, that no one else should get killed. He anyway is not Nishkin Tzadik, so you kill him to save a Sufik, you little Sufik, other people, so it's only medin de Rabbanan. So he says it's not mistabe that Chazal will be misakin a chiv misa to take away his chiv mamon, means to kilu, by being misakin that you're allowed to kill him, you're hurting the nimsa. The nimsa now is going to lose out. He's not going to be repaid for the maisa misir that was done to him. So I'm mistaver that they would do such a thing. So since it's only the Rabbanon, they didn't make it in the realm of a kim lev d'rabbanan. You can't use this chiv misa to pati yourself from mamon. That's the Erech Shai.
Maybe he used chiv misa and his yoshma instead have to pay.
Sorry?
Maybe if he's
chayv
misa, if the
moiser,
he's
chayv
misa, and his
yorshim
have to
pay. Well, if it would be kim levi d'rabbanan, they weren't going to pay. There's no chayv mamon. But now there is a tamim dayim in Simin Reish Gimel. It's a tshuva saraiva, but this tshuva happens to be not from the raiva. But that tshuva in Reish Gimel entertains even that the entire din moiser, even kaidim the maisa, the fact that you're allowed to kill him is also only the rabbanan. The Rabbanan made a takona, Ya'itzakum va'asei, and they don't have a right to be a gedava minatari. He says they have a right to be a gedava minatari if it's a dava mistab. But Taisa says it's kama b'kaimis and shas like that. And the Mimeli says that it could be that the whole right that you have to kill a maisa, even the chakila, is this medin de Rabbanan.
If we don't go like that, we'll see Nitzacham later. But if that's the case, then you could invoke the Terezei try even for the first part of the Pnei Yeshua. That the reason why there's no kiddin kumle ramine even on the third din of roidif is because since that din is only with the rabbanon, in the mela you don't invoke the din of kumle ramine. All right. There's another teretz from Ramei Simcha. Kedusha Ramei Simcha over there, tiny, that he holds that it's mamush cholik and ganfin. He says that the chiv misa of all the other cases, even right, the chiv misa is for the hatzala. If some you have a chiv misa on the person, if you have a real chiv misa, so you have kimla b'dam and they kapat any mazik moment that he does. Masha Einkein, he says, by the case of Raidiv, the chiv misa that you have is not because you're being moisa yena and you're going to cause yena to be killed. Chazal, whatever, the din, he doesn't say chazal, but the din that you're allowed to kill him is because you're being moisa momen chaveros. So he said, if the din is on the hefsid momen of the chava, how could that din itself be accumulated dominate to pop you from that hefsid momen that you're causing to a chava? Is it a real din misa, an oinish misa, or a reidifix din misa, then yeah. But if it's a whole din, it's only on that momen. That's the chiv that that momen causes. So that momen causes that you have a din misa, a reidif, and you can obviously have to pay for that momen. But my sense is that made simple is shver, because if you look in the Shem, and the Shem said the reason why the din reidif has a chiv misa here is because we're afraid that you will end up killing that person. Either that person or future people, whatever it is, but we'll see with Hashem later on, that the Raidif is not, you don't have a din Raidif just because you're being Maitha Mama Kaver. If you're being Maitha Mama Kaver, we're afraid that even remote possibility that will end up to a Nefashis Vikam Mesira, and the male we have a din Raidif already of that ultimate din, and Hashem Saifa, we know that it's going to lead to Misa. But if we would know for sure, it will never lead to Misa Kilo. We live in a vacuum, and that never any Misa will never lead to Misa, then you won't have that Chiyuv Misa. All right, we'll talk about it. It is Shaykh Misa, even by the IRS. Yeah, 100%. You never heard of someone being killed in jail? It's a few remote. I mean, if he's been imprisoned in a prison that's not, even in prison, there's Matthias Gufoy.
If the whole mysterious reason because it will come to the Nefashos, you can say like this. Any moment along the way really does not shop the Chiyuv Misa. So you got to pay the money. The person is a Moshe. So maybe he has to stand up for Moshe because of the unseen person, whoever it is.
No, even this person. We're afraid that this person eventually will be killed. This person, because he'll fight, we'll see. We have to do this slowly. But we're afraid that this person is going to get killed, not just the next person. Even this person, we're afraid, is going to get killed. All right. I think there are other achayim on this.
You're saying that the Misa is not coming from force of the money. The Misa is coming because we're afraid that there will be a ground of Misa.
But while you're doing the Misira, we're afraid that
you're going to get paid for it at the moment. It's right now. Who's killing him? Because we're afraid that.
Well, the after one, you're doing the second to the third, is for the next guy. Right. But that's all from your Maisa Mitzvah. So that Maisa triggered out of Mitzvah.
If we knew for sure that, you know, that would be only a moment.
Theoretically, yeah. No, but it's not true, but we know that it will eventually, or may eventually lead to a Mitzvah. So that Maisa was Chayav Mitzvah. I know, but it's for the same Maisa. That Maisa Mitzvah that you did. So that Maisa, Shavak and Mizramina. You can't be Makai Shtei Vishayu. It's for one Maisa.
It can't be a Mitzvah.
No, there's no. We don't. That's for sure. No, because the chiv misa is that every. If I had a right to kill him, if I had a right to kill him, if every second I had the right to kill him, so gradually later on it was bad that it didn't end up. So what? But I still had the right to kill him. If I had the right to kill him, then at that moment that he did the mitzvah in the fear, he was a bar misa because everyone had a right to kill him. So then it's kimel v'ramene. Gradually later on it turned out that nothing terrible with the Messiah's moment, but not me. All right. Fine, I think we hope on this. There are a lot of more achrayim on this, but I gave you the basic tirutim. Okay, let's move on. Nachama, we'll continue the Ramah. The Isha Shematra, and the Isha that does the Maisa Messiah, Misham Tinema, we put it into Cherim, because Isha is like a symbol of somebody who doesn't have money, so we can't get her to pay, but at the very least, we're going to put it into Cherim. Sorry? Why not? But now it's only focusing on the mammon. So if she can't pay, we'll put her into cheyim. The Yeshla mammon, however, if she does have money, she'in lebal rishus boy, where the baal doesn't have a din on it, mishalemis, she will have a chiyuv like just like any other person. The Yeshla nitzim malog, and if she has nitzim malog, the gemam like they do, the Yeshla nitzim malog, her baal echo peiris kol yimei chayav, the baal will eat peiris while she's alive, while she's married to him. the Nesa, and once she dies, then Chayev L'Shalem L'Nimsa. Then the Baal, who yashens these Nitzrei Malot, will now have to pay the Nimsar for this Maisa Mesir that she did. V'chein L'Shanizek, so to all other Nizikin, the same formula. Yisha Betan doesn't have money, so you won't be able to be Mechaiva to use the Nitzrei Malot, the Meshubah to the Baal. What we could do is that once she dies, when the Baal yashens, so you can get the Baal to pay the Nizik for the Hefzid that she caused. V'chein Baal, and the Baal is like this, is only like a Yerush. What does this mean? Look at Zion. Up in the smile. Fish. Avagav the Baalma. Habal Machiv Kalukeach Rishin. There's a din that they made a takona, that the Baal is always like a Lukeach Rishin. And the male, if she sold the Nechotim to someone, he could be Maitif Miyodim. So it's like he was the first lien on the property, he's the first Lukeach. He could be Maitif from the Lulukukukukukuk. Hanimi Lulukabu Lukukukuk. Zinu Afidu Anav Shayo. Because they were at fault, to lahava lahu lalaka miyada. They shouldn't have bought it. They knew that she was married. They knew that the Baal has the first position on the property. So they went in taking the second position. So they knew that the Baal was going to have the kadima. Kivin the yadu sheish la Baal. Mashenkin bezeh, the e gramalan has it there. So Nizek wasn't, he didn't go into this knowing that the Baal was in that first position. Mamela, they didn't give the Baal the first position. He has it in like a regular yesh. Mamela, you could run him and be moitiyat. Now, if you hold that you don't have a chiv on the yashim, so you have to say maybe it's amid bedin, because when you're amid bedin, like the Ramah said, the dafshkam amid bedin, if you're amid bedin, then you could go to the yashim. So, like the mechaber, then we have the chiv on the yashim. Okay, so that's Ramah. The Ramah says that by Nisha, the way to do it is if she has her own money with the Ein Baal Rishus, that's fine. If not, then you have to do this formula. You let the Baal keep it, wait till she dies, and at that point, when the Baal is yashim, at that point, you can now collect.
You don't do the Shamsi.
If she has, we will not be Misham Dinanla. That's a passion, right? Because then we could collect money. Oh, you want to know Nisim Malug, where the formula would be that you have to wait? Yeah, Pashas, even that's Mashman Nisma, that if, at the end of the day, if you're going to be paid, let's hold it to the Sma. Let's see the Sma, if it's cotton off. So here's data, halakha, that you go over from the Baal, you can't take the Nisim Malug now, but you go over from the Baal, lakha misasa. In fact, it's Sma, if cotton off, Tarachim, Maishne Mikhavla Bachelim, the Kaswa to Moram, the Kaman, the Tayyim, and Tokkov Dalit, the Kaswa, the Amkin, the Makabla, the Kavala, the Kavala, the Dalit, the Bachelim, maybe. What? I know, I'm saying it could be a Tayyim, yeah, it's supposed to be the Kavala Bachelim, maybe. The Tzrichel Meichon, the Tayyim, the Tanah, that she has to sell already the Nixim Malug now, but Tayyim, the Tanah, well, the Shalom, the Menu, the Nea Kavala. She has a schus in the Nixim Malug. Really belongs to her. If she died, the Baal is Yerushim. Because when she's alive, it really belongs to her. So the Baal has a Shibit on it to eat Peret. So she could go ahead now, sell the Nixim Malug on the market. What would that be worth to the third party, the buyer? That in the event he dies, and she will keep her Nixim Malug, this buyer will end up getting the Nixim Malug. So what's the risk factor involved? Let's say it's a 50-50, whatever it is, we'll make a formula. So he'll give this buyer, we'll give 50 cents on the dollar, 30 cents on the dollar, whatever it will be. So if she has Nixim Malug worth $100,000, and he'll give 30 cents on the dollar, so this buyer will buy that skus, that risk, for $30,000. So sell it on the market, take the $30,000, and use that to pay back the Nimsa, pay back the Nizik. You see that you could do that in Tavchav Dalit. So why over here are we waiting until she dies? And then we're being goyver from the Baal. Right now, she could already sell her Nixim Malug to other people, whatever it's worth, and pay the Nimsa right now. But the Sma, the Epshah, the Mumasira, the Lo Yizik, the Yadayim, it wasn't a Mazik Yadayim, it's only a Gani, he kilu the Shem Knat Olof. It's the Shem Knat Olof to the Omeikov. So we don't do that formula, and we wait till she dies, and we're goyver from the Yashem, namely the Baal. So come to it like a Sma, like this first. Right away, it's because it wasn't the Yadayim Mishim Knas Alav, then that would only be, right now, that would only be if you do a Bediba, but if you Nesim Nesim Biyad, if you actually handed over the assets to the official, then that would be a Mazib Yadayim, and then the Chanam Bechai Gav, then we will invoke the formula over there of selling the Nesim Alav. Then he continues, Gam Mehei Taimo, you see that since it's only Knas, the Meis, Kodim Shom Bedina, Minim Besam of the Ramot, then I Yoshim Chayabim Mishalim Ba'adoi. Aber bemidi de eno knas ki gona va ve shelo gneve ve kavala ve nitzes en ekhnami mocha kot zaman dem yesh lo nikhtem malog oy nikhtem bazo oy tsefes ksuba aksuba de raisa, you just leave it with the bare minimum, the mechiyavisi lamakr b'deiv zana ulushama. So this din is a special halacha, a special compensation just for, consideration just for this type of mesira, which is only a knas. So again, it will come out also that that's what the ma holds as a knas. But we paskin, and we paskin, the mechaba holds that it's minadin. So let the mechaba, this won't work either. Let the mechaba end up that we'll use that formula of selling the nixin mulug right away. But wait to Rama, that it's only a knas, so therefore we wait until she dies. That's the Rama later. All right. Sorry? If she's Amad Bedin, and she does... Why Amad Bedin, then you can't collect from the Yorshim. Never. It's a knas. But if it was Amad Bedin... Correct. But if it was like Rama, but it was Amad Bedin, and she died, then you can go to the Baal and go, why are we not doing a Nixin Mulug now? Because since it's only a knas, like Rama, it's only a Diva, it's only a knas, and maybe we didn't go so hard enough. Very good, very good. You point out that if you would do the Tzeiva Zana right now, she'll get 30 times on the Dhamma. It might be Kedai for the Nimtzer to wait, just another respect, but let her die, let the Baal be Yerish, and then go after the Baal for the full amount. So it might be to go to Ellis for the Nimtzer, what? Depending, and depending on the risk, depending how old she is, and depending how old he is, and whatever, how long they're going to live, a lot of factors. But that's what you're really being machab in this tour shock. So I just wanted to point out, while we're holding on to Sna a second, is that if you look in the Lashon HaMod, and the Lashon HaMod says, the Meitzachayv L'Shalom L'Nimtzar, V'Chein L'Shar Nizit. This din is not just by Mesir, it's V'Chein L'Shar Nizit. The Sna doesn't permit what to do with this Ramon. The Shach really asks what is one of its kashas on the Sna. Is that that he says is that this is a special din only by Mesirah. No, not by any other Mazik, not by Shaila, not Tavo, not by Neva, nowhere else. The Ramon says, okay, the Ramon says, the Chain L'Shan Nizik. So you have to say in the Sna, he means the Chain L'Shan Nizik, that's a knas like this. It means the Chain L'Shan Nizik of Kaimi, or the Chain L'Shan Nizik of maybe Hezekchen or Nika, which is also a knas. Any other nizik like Mesirah Dika nizik, you'll have this formula. But a real nizik, avadanah, tikkul kasa in the Rama. All right. But the Shach jumps on the Sma, doesn't understand the kasha. If you look in the Shach, it's called Tezayin, towards the end of the second to last line, he first quotes over the Lashon Sma, and then he says, v'lo yedana ma kashile. I don't understand what's his kasha. The Ravi Hacha, here too, like you were saying, here too, Muraita, if the Nizik wants, if the Nimtzer wants, Shetimka Nimtzer Malub Shalab, but take it or not, Mechuyavis Lassus came. He's not talking, here too, now the Nimtzer wants to wait. It pays off to wait. He doesn't want to do it now. In economics, he wants to invoke that Allah, he could, but he would like to wait. And go to the next page, the top line of the Shach, the Adonava. Hako, as you mean, good day, Lemiza. Here it's the Chiddush the other way around. Tanachasim Niyan, the Cheskat and Nimtzer, but should she die, the Chayiv L'Shalom, Asim Yisasa. The Ramah is trying to tell you, Chizuk, about that din, that you can force her to sell now and get the 30 cents on the dollar, about as much as you can do. And we knew, the Ramah is being Mechadish, you should know, Nishnah them, but if she dies, and the Baal is Yerish, don't think that the Baal has a din like a Lekeach, and you can't run from the Baal. No, the Baal has a din like a Yerish, and you couldn't run from the Baal. That was the Chiddush din of the Ramah, but that Allah you have also. And he says, "Adarav, if kashit, you're going to answer the kashit, saket kashit, the kashit, the achash day to chayiv l'shalom even lack a misasa." And we don't view the Baal like a lekeach. Has it been like a yerush? You can go after him. Over simin tov kavdalud when mechayivim lo elulim kol nixim balut b'teiv sano tish dim tomis yushana baal kushkaz vatushon harei dena baal chayiv l'shalom lack a misasa. Saket over there, it's mashma that there's no din that the Baal has to pay after Misasa, and here there is. That should be the kasha. That here you see you're more chama on the Moisa than you are on any other mazik. That should be shreya. Why? Why is the din Moisa you go after the Baal? The Baal is the din of a yayish and nowhere else. When nearly the tarets, mishum tatesis, saves peret yesh noichlin hikshu, hafil alaka takonis usha, I mean, in the B'mokim say the Lachini Havi Baal Yerush, even if the Tekanet Usha made the Baal like a Lekeach, gave him a first position of Lekeach, but B'mokim say the Lachini, we gave him a din of a Yerush. In Cain, Tizbo Nixon Maluk Shalav Etei Sivalei, so let her do this, sell the missing maluk of a taste of lay, the tisu b'shem rashba, the kimshu tikta de lokehu, loy plug, I feel like upset, the kimshu lashkech, she upset de lachini, the king tir to Ramban Shom. That really, this connoisseurship that made him a lokeach, we wouldn't have made him a lokeach when other people are being, when the Ezekiel are not going to be paid because of it, when other people are going to lose out. But because it was a light plug, they made him a lokeach. In all cases, they made him a lokeach since it's not Shia. And Melez of Tishan, skipping two lines, Yesh Leima, the Messiah the Shia, since Messiah unfortunately is common, the Adini the Kavalos lay the Nimbus Manazem, Misham the Lashkihi, the Dini Messiah, who are the Nimbus Manazem, I think the Mishkia, the Kumashin is Bar, Mamela, that's the Chilet. All over my Zikim, which are not Shia, so the Baal hasn't been like a Lekeach, how slow it will, he won't be able to go over from the Baal. Mashenke, the Maisa Messiah, which is Shia, so we gave him a din of a Yerish, because it's going to be Hefzer Lachrim if you don't give him a din of a Yerish. So we gave him a din of a Yerish to allow the Nimsa to be able to recoup his loss from the Baal. Mirvade, Nachamol, and he writes, and the Chayt Shabim, who writes, and Nalum Kodim Shem Malub Shalom, but David said, no, the Shalom not Nimsa, the Sagi Bechachi. Maybe they both have the choice. He or her, she has the right to do it as well. The case of the bottom line is, as Shach says, is Avadi here too. Avadi will have that din, that you could sell the mixing malug if he would want, maybe she would want also. But on top of that, there are Muslim machadah that even if you didn't do that and she died, you could be going from the Baal, you can go to the Baal as a din of a Yerush, not like a Lekeach. And then the Gushak continued that you should know that the Arishenu HaMashma, that even over here, the Baal has a din of a Lekeach, and you would not be able to be goyzer. And that's what the Shak says in Tifkot. Sorry? Before she dies. Then it's hers, then you can invoke the principle of later on and get it to sell the Nixon Malur, but you only get a few cents on the dollar. But once she dies, the Baal has a din of a Lekeach, and then now you can't touch him because he doesn't have a din like a Yerush. You can't be gave him a Yerushim because he's not a Yerush, he's a Lekeach. He has the first position as a Lekeach, and you'll never be able to recoup your loss.
And then the same thing by Mazik,
Mazik, he says it's anywhere like that. The Mazik, it's partial, he says. He's in the bank over there that if she dies, and you didn't sell the Nisim Malug before she died, you could not collect from the Baal. It was a Chiddush Rabbah here that Moshe is different. You're allowed to mourn from the Baal, lack of Mitzah also. And then Shach continues the Makoy Gizu Shainim. And if you look in Sifkan Yitzayim, he says, the kids that are kathapted, the Yishchokim is there, the three of the Baal, okay, Kavel, Imin, Zeh, O Potter, Bashalim, the King Prophet, Mashal. So it seems like the Shach, he took out a position to say, Kimli, then we wouldn't pass him like this Rabbah, that once she dies, you will not be able to go after the Baal, because the Baal is a Lekeach, not a Yerush. All right, let's continue. Sorry? Could the Baal... Yeah, all right. So then, knowing that, if you were smart, you would have already forced to sell the Nixon Malug now. Better to get 30 cents on a dollar than no cents on a dollar, 100%. Although you should know, what would be if he would die first? So then she'll keep the entire Nixon Malug, then I'll be able to get everything. So you still might have a business decision to make. Let's wait. Maybe he'll die first, she'll survive him, and then you'll be able to get the full payment from her assets that she has, which were Nixon Malak. So you might still want to wait. All right.
That's the amount that it's worth. That same gamble is what it's worth.
Yeah, that is with the gamble. They are. If you leave a statistician, yeah, actually, they'll tell you that's what it's worth. All right. Let's continue. B'med v'mamum, Dr. Mechabo. When are you chayiv, chiv momin, for maisa mesira, or if even actually a hirgu bavat fediva, is kishahera ha-maisa me'aswain. The maisa took the initiative, he was a good Samaritan, he decided to notify the police or the government on his friend. Good Samaritan, then he has a din of a maisa. Aval in mensu, akum or yisrael, anis laharis, if he was forced to do it, they were anis him, they were ma'anis him, they threatened his life, that he better be maisa momin chaveroi, the header, and because of that, he pointed or he said where the money is. He didn't do a ma'aseh v'dayim, he just spoke. I raised a part of mitashlumin. And the reason is because the whole chiv is only within gami. And you're part of a gami for an ayinus, you're going to be part of. Here you're an ayinus, you're going to be part of.
So you
say you're only part of. We're going to see, yeah, but the vowel, if you're an ayinus, you're going to be part of. If you're an ayinus, lahare shaloi, the header shaloi, this your chaver, right? The Anis wasn't interested in Yenna's money. The Anis was interested in your money. And you, let's say, had Yenna's money by you as well. You had access to Yenna's money. So you decided to be Messiah to Anis by showing him your money and showing him someone else's money as well. Then you're going to be Chayiv. that, you don't have the p'tur. Who asked you to show your nezvani? You're doing it maybe to save yourself. You're being matzal atzmai b'mamun chaveiroi. You have no right to do that. You're going to be chayav. What we were talking about is only if the honest was trying to get that money, he was trying to force you on that money, so for that, you have a din of gani with an oinus, and you're going to be patur. Sorry? If it was together. Yeah, but who asked you to show him your nezvani? Oh, and you couldn't do your money without his money. And then, so maybe the might and see was on that. I don't know. I have to be mine. All right. Now, that's the second shlach. So the first halacha of the makaba was, hera miyatma yachayit. The second halacha was, you were hera, not with a might, you were hera, but you were an oinus to have that money, you're going to be potter. Comes the third shlach of the makaba, v'nosam b'yad. If you did a might of the yadayim, alpha b'yishu honest, even if you're an honest, you were forced, go bring the yen as money, still you're going to be chayiv l'shalom, shamasal atmi b'momun chaveru is chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. So Machab has three cases. One, you did it by yourself, chayiv no matter what. Second case, you were hera, but you were forced to be hera, you're going to be potter. Third case, you were forced to be nice and nice and bad, you were forced to do a mitzvah there, you're going to be chayiv.
You were forced to
do it,
and then you did it.
Okay, we'll have to discuss. We'll go later on.
He's not a molter, though. He's chayiv al-karmi, but he's not a molter.
One hand.
He was forced.
He has a takonis and foshes involved.
Right, so
okay, we'll see. We'll leave that later on with this man in Tiskimo.
I'm
not so shalom. Correct. So you might have that. The people jump on this one. There's a smile later on in Tiskimo. Well, let's hold off. But basically, we have three halakas of Machaben. The Machaben now is going to go into detail, give you an example for each one. The remainder of this tip is going to explain the first halakha. So Gimel is going to explain the second halacha, and Zedal is going to explain the third halacha. So let's just focus on the first halacha. The first halacha is, you were herem ne'atma, you're going to be chayiv. So that's the makaba. What is this case? Ketzad. Harei shegaza ha-melech lo'avi. Lo'avi lo'yayin, o'tevin. Sorry? Yeah? Lo'avi lo'yayin, o'tevin, u'chiyet b'dvarim elu, v'amad ma'isa v'amad. Harei, yesh lo'ployni o'yit lo'yayin, o'tevin, b'makam ployni, v'ho'chu v'laku, chayiv l'shalem. You tip the melech off, you tip the government off, where this person is hiding assets, he has Swiss accounts, whatever it is, he has assets under nominees, under dummy corporation, whatever it is, you tip them off, where he's doing tax evasion, whatever it is, you're going to be chayiv, you are harem, he has no need to do it, you're a very nice good Samaritan, and then in Keshvin, you are a Moisa, and you're chayiv l'shalem. Goes back to Ramah, I feel you through, even if you were forced, Yisroel, they were threatening you and they were beating you up or whatever it is, but they didn't tell you Alma. The Herabom and Chaverai is also Chayiv. But like Nikri Oynis El Akoyis V'Yisroel, Avoloi Oynis Mamen. They threatened that they'll confiscate your Mamen if you don't show Yenin's money. That's not a Heta. That's not going to give you an Heta. That's not going to give you a Pator. So it's only if they threaten your life if you don't be married Mamen Chaver, then. So that's not your life. If they don't threaten your life, that's only because the guy might fight. But you, who asked you to fight? But we'll talk about there are cases. I mean, the times we're not going to really have time for this. But if they did, according to you, soon, then yes, for Hera, you'll be part of it. In order to achieve a tour on Hera alone, you need a Yisurim of Nefashis. You see a Mamin, even for Hera alone, it's Kayis. They're going to threaten to kill you. Yeah, but the Yisroel might lead to nefashes. Okay, we're going to see. We'll see. We'll have to flesh this out. Now, the Levush says, what is the case? I mean, it's just clear. I'm going to have to be in the time here. But the Levush said, what is this case? Of the case of the Imam. And he doesn't quote Ramah, but the way he sets up the scene, he says the case is talking about where they threatened him, Amuloy, they told him, Haralanu Mamun Plaini, they gave him a choice. Either be Mara Mamun Plaini or Itainu Mishacha. That's what it means that they threaten the Mamun. We'll give you a choice. Either you show us Yenna's money or you yourself are going to have to give up your money. It's one or the other. That case is the case of Haram Mamun, Yisuri Mamun, which is, doesn't give you a patur to be Maisa Mamun Chaveret. Marshal, I'll give you a Dava Diamond. In England, there's a law that the accountants, if they know of any type of fraud or tax evasion that any of their clients are doing, they have a chiyuv to to tattletale on them to the government, shaloi be idiyasam, without the ideas of the client. And if they don't, they could be hit, I don't know, disbarred or whatever, this accountant, they could take away their license and not be able to practice again. They get hit with terrible penalties, which is very, very chum over there. And they don't, maybe they don't have a chi of a siri in the farsha. They're all the siri moment. Now, the mice is so far, like this Ramah, if they'll end up tattletaling, they'll be chayef for all that freedom that they caused on their client. And the Yiddish accounts, they have a pachet nerve from this. I was involved recently in a dintoyer, and I need the accountant's help. And there was a shtickle of mezumin involved, and they were scared to touch it. Because the second they'll know of it, they're out. They don't want to know of anything. Okay, but that's the Ramah holds that the only time you're potter is for hera, and you need Yisiri HaGuf, the Yiku Yisurim, but not in this moment. That is the Ramah. All right. We're not going to really have time to, I guess next week, Great Chazam, we're going to flesh this out, but it's not so partial. I would maybe say over one more halacha, a taz, and then I'll let you go. If you look at the top taz, nearly, they didn't tell him to give mom and atzmai. This is a het of a taz. They were threatening him, they're beating him up to show someone else. Just who magish himself, she got to lift the mom and shaloi. That's a fine. Gamze mikri oimis matnas makis kimishloi omahan is the fair sheet of a mom and shaloi. If they gave him a choice, your mom and Yenis mom, or they're threatening your mom, so then you're gonna have a chiyah. But if they're only focused on Yenis mom, and you just, and they're beating you up, and you just know that you'll be able to be mafaisen, to be pfizer,
by paying your own money, that's not going to be makaydu. If you do so, Yenim's money, you're going to have a patur. Like I said, there are a lot of halachas in Moshe, and we're going to have to take it slow. Even here, there's major halachas. And yet, next week, we'll try to come out more halachas and maitha on these halachas.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.